Yes, hello.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Daniel Garcia calling from Moonbook Reading. Is this Ariel? Ariel Rosati?
Yeah. Hi, where have you been?
Hi. How are you? I'm fine. How about you?
I'm pretty good now. Yeah.
Hope you remember.
I didn't realize that you were... Of course I remember you. I remember your accent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Sure.
So, how have you been? So I was actually reading the chat you had with Brian yesterday. So, how have you been in terms of this book? How far have you been?
I'm sorry, I missed part of that. In regard to what? The call or what I'm doing or what? I didn't hear.
In reference to the book, last time when we had a word about it, you were saying that you are editing the book and you would gather up some finances and then we'll talk about it. So, how far... You went on this.
Well, the partner, he's the manager of the Staples here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, because he knows me for like 4 years. And when I first came here, I bought a computer from him. So anyway, yeah, because he's in Staples, very big, and he runs a lot of the other stores as well. So he knows me, and I gave him, I think it was Captain Blood Rage 2. So he took this 4 years ago, and he took the book. And, you know, I don't see him that often because transportation down here is really poor now. So at any rate, somebody had awarded me, they took the book. I had trouble with these people, and... anyway, so they I didn't know anything about it. This was last winter. They took two. They took the baby, and they took Alice in Wonderland, and they submitted it to a review company or, you know, corporate, whatever they're called. And she never told me what they were doing. And one day I get a message from her that the books had won two awards for literary excellence.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she wanted 4,000. That's, you know, I don't work. I don't work anymore. I used to really bust it. Years ago, way back in like in the 90s, I'm making 75,000 a year alone. So, at any rate, so I got to stop working recently. And since I'm down here, I mean, I can't work forever, you know. So I asked him about it. I told him what happened. And I said, what do you think? So he says to me, yes, you know, sounds good. I said, you'll be a silent partner. I said, it's a 50-50 deal on the royalties. I said, but, you know, it's a contract with these people to print it and do one book, not two. Okay. So she was in touch with him, the agent, and, you know, back and forth, and it went on for a month, and the third week he came down, he had been inoculated, but he got COVID, a mild case of it. And, then he comes back to us, now it's the fourth week, and all of this been going back and forth, you know, I don't bug him because I know he's really busy. And so I said, well, what do you think, Richard? You know, he tells me no. Well, yeah. So, you know, so there went the partner. And I almost had a job. And people reached out to me. And the job was down in Gallup. And no kidding, I would have been a don. And the job was worth $110,000 a year. I didn't get it. The lady didn't want me to have it, you know. It was a very small facility. So there went two things, you know, and then I tried another job, and it was really a minor, super minor, something I've never done. It's ridiculous, and it's waiting on the public, you know. So that didn't come through. I have no money. This is the problem. I have no money, you know, and I don't see myself going to, at this age, going to get a job anymore. So, because from what I read up on your company, and the company sounds like it's really, really together. You know, I looked at it today. And I was telling my friend, I was telling him about you guys. So, well, he's a poet. He's published with me on Amazon. But anyway, all of that going on. So I wrote Pyraline, and it just rolled out recently, like 2 weeks ago. And I took it and I put it in Amazon. I had something crazy going on with Barnes & Noble. I put it in Barnes & Noble in ebook form, and then I was going to do a pre-sale, and I had everything all set up on the site, and they came back, and I left, you know, because I had changed it. They came back and told me, well, you didn't submit. I did submit it the first time. I'll do it again. So they took everything. They took everything off. You know, the book is not graphic. If anything, it's very high class. It's very subtle, very exciting, full of adventure, you know, and crime, you know, syndicate and a friend of his and all of this other sort of thing. So I read my name because I like to see what books are where and so on and so forth, you know, online. And Barnes & Noble had taken the book. I found it a couple of days ago. And they had taken the ebook of Pyraline, and they are selling it. So I told them, so I have a issue with them. But it's the money thing. I don't work anymore. You know, I'd love to go with you guys because you sound so together. But what I don't understand is why would marketing take such a long time? He quoted 6 months. That's a very long time. Why?
Well, marketing is something that takes time. You know, it's not that it will be done, you know, in one night. It takes months. It takes years, you know, to create a market. And then, you know, books step in and then sales step in eventually. So that's how it is. Now, you told me that you don't have money. That makes complete sense. I do have a situation, or I do have an option for you, see if that makes sense. The option is that, you know, normally what we can do over here is that I can split, you know, the royalties for you, all right? We would go ahead and cover up 50% of your, whatever the amount would be for the marketing of your book from your royalties, all right? And 50% we would ask you to pay. Reason why is that, so that's, we just have a surety that, yes, you're on board with us. Because, of course, if you pay for something, you stick to it, all right? Often, if you don't pay for it, of course, you give less interest to it. And then, of course, if we are marketing it and you're owning the rights, so, and tomorrow, let's say, if you don't want to work with us due to any reason or you're not available, you stop answering the phone, so it will be a waste of energy for us, you know? Just an example, you know, this has been something that has been going on with us. You know, we have been working with agents. We got clients on board. We're looking to work with 50-50. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after a while, when they have moved to a certain place and changed their numbers and they're not interested to answer because it's taking time now, of course, we are giving the energy. We are doing the hard work for you. You're sitting back at home doing nothing. So it's our waste of energy, all right? It's nothing for you, all right?
Oh, I know.
Just for the sake of that, we ask you to pay a deposit, all right, so that we both are in the safe situation. And plus, tomorrow, once you would see the sales coming in, all right, you would cover that amount. We would refund that amount back to you if you like. Because, of course, we would have enough royalties from the sales of your book that we can go ahead and continue the ongoing marketing process, reinvest the money back and forth again.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know that this is a gay book?
Yes, I'm connected with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I never push those kinds of books. The one that's the most popular through, a couple of people have called me, you know, you guys are like the third agent, you know, recently, a few days, you know, like last week it started. I don't know, I guess, I know you guys have a list of things that people write when they roll out and so on and so forth, you know. So, at any rate, but I think I reached out to you initially. So, the thing is that I've never really pushed a gay book, but the one that's most popular with Amazon, that's like, I'm not kidding, literally all over the world. The Captain Book 2 Blood Rage is like everywhere.
I can give you thousands of examples which are actually bestsellers at the moment within the same genre. So it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't. Yeah, of course, it does not matter. See, we being ghostwriters, what we believe in is that every story has potential in it. It's the only thing that matters is how you tell the story, all right? Now, if you have read a book, all right, 10 years ago, I'm sure it might have started with Once Upon a Time There Was a King, you know, maybe something like that. You know? So
back
this
in the
is
day,
21st century, of course, you cannot start a book with Once Upon a Day.
No one would continue
reading, right?
No.
So you have to change,
to
upgrade your tactics, your writing skills accordingly. Now, how we keep our books is, or how do we keep our books so interesting is, I can give an example. If you watch Netflix and if you watch Netflix series, how does that work is normally they you know, run the show back and forth, all right? If you watch the series in the first episode, you would see something different. In the second episode, you would see something different. But in the third episode, you would see a picture of both the stories, how the both stories are connected with each other. And in the fourth one, you would see how the first story is connected to the third story. And that's how it moves forward. There is that curiosity or that integrity of that story that hooks up, you know, the reader or that person to that story. You know, he's interested to read the remaining, right? Chapter should end in a way that the person is now locked, all right? That, for example, if there it's a love story, so in the first chapter, we would say that the hero died. Now, this is where the curiosity begins, that if in the first chapter the hero dies, then what is the book all about? The person would 100% read it, right? Would move to the second chapter, he would move to the third chapter, he would move to the fourth chapter. Again, it's the way that you keep him intact with the story. You don't have to tell him everything in the first chapter, you don't have to tell him everything in the last chapter.
Sure.
All right, you go back and forth, all right? You create the plot into a manner that it's making sense to the reader. It's not, you know, it's not direction that he's lost, all right? From the first chapter, he does not know where to go now. So we need to keep that in mind as well. And plus, we need to keep that factor in mind, too, that right now he's dying out of curiosity. He wants to read that remaining chapter. You need to end the chapter on a cliffhanger, all right, which is actually hooking him to read the next chapter. So this is what the best part is. This is what we are experienced at. So this is what we'll do for marketing, all right? When we will do the marketing for you, all right, we won't just come up with a marketing tactic where we would create social media pages and start writing, Ariel is a very good author. It does not go this way nowadays, right? There would be podcasts that they would go online. There would be videos that would be interviewed by you, which would go online. Maybe you would have to lie in some videos or maybe create a story out of it, because everything with the story behind it sells. Okay, it sells. I'm not sure if you're connected with NFTs or if you're connected with Bitcoins. All right, if you look at that, all right, everything has a story behind it. If you're connected with the story, if you know the blockchain, you're good at it. So that's really important.
Some guy sent me an email the other day on, I don't know, either Facebook or Twitter, and he wanted me to do, this was just last week. And he wanted me to do a radio or television, interview. So I don't, because I can't think of where he is. I know he's far. You know,
so
he's far from
New
Mexico.
We would hope you handle these podcasts, put them online for you, all right? Then we would start the marketing of the book. First, we would create the marketing collateral of it. All right, that takes time. All right, once the marketing collateral is ready, then the marketing would take place, and podcasts, interviews, audible versions of the book, teasers of the book, sample chapters, free bookmarks would be our tactics to engage more readers. All right, now, of course, I won't disclose a complete secret behind our sales or how do we get sales to the books. All right, once you'll be on board, you would, you know, get a taste of our secret sauce. But for now, just to give you an idea, I would say that this is the best we can do is I can go ahead and set up you an agent who would do the job for you, who would take care of everything for you. You would split 50-50 the sales. That means if you're making $10 on a book, $5 would go to you, $5 would go to him, all right? And, you know, he would do the whole hard part for you. All right, you would get the royalties because this is your property. So it's like you're getting a rent for your property.
Okay. Could you tell me why?
Any deposit would be. Yeah.
Any deposit would be what?
Go ahead. You're saying something. Could I tell you about why?
Yeah, the guy from Archway, you know, they hooked up with, they've been after me for years. I'm not kidding. I mean years, like 7 years. And they called me last week. I just spoke to him. And anyway, so I have like maybe like 30 books. Some are no longer on the market. You know, those were the graphic days, and I'm glad they were all. So he said to me, hey, the guy thinks I'm making a lot of money. I said to him, I'm not. He said, where are your books? I said, everywhere. In stores, in bookstores, in the, on their sites and what have you. So, and that's what, you know, he asked me, he said, who are you with? He said, I told him, I said, Amazon. He said, if your books are in those many places, he said, you should be getting royalties.
That's how it is. That's how it is, you know. So with us, we would work with you on a very different scale. All right? So it's not that every publisher does the same thing, but we would have our different
right.
tactics. Now, your deposit won't be that much, too. All we would ask you to pay is like $500 as a deposit, all right, just to go and get this going. And remaining, we would, as I said, whatever the cost will be, we would split the cost, and whatsoever the cost would be from your end, you won't have to pay that. We would pay that on behalf of you and cover it from the sales we are getting for this book. So technically, you're not paying any.
I would have to split the deposit. I'm not going to lie to you. I would have to split.
You would have to split the deposit.
I would have to.
So how
yeah,
would you like
I
to pay?
Really,
do you
want
to pay $250 now? You want to pay $250 later? Or you want to pay $300 now? You want to pay $300 later?
No, it would have to be $250. I have some stocks in Vanguard, and that I had from many years ago, like 7 years ago. And anyway, so when I, you know, moved out of the house, I had forgotten about them. And then when I got down here one day, I checked. And the lady reassured me, oh, yeah, you know, it would cover the cost of what you guys want, you know. I have some couple of things, too, I have to pay a little bit. So at any rate, so she said, no, yeah, yeah, there's still here. This
I'll speak to my manager, and if I, you know, convince him to on the split of payment, I'm sure he would agree to this part, but I'll have to show him some solid grounds to that. All right, that's my job. I'll do that. Don't worry about it. So can you just give me an idea how soon would you be paying, let's say, if we charge $250 now, so we'll be ready to charge the remaining $250 next month?
Yeah, it would have to be like what would work for me would be like the third week, I think. The third week of the month would be good. You know,
third week of the month, I can charge
$250
the third week of August.
You have to wait until the third week of this month. You understand what I'm saying?
I'll charge the first $250.
Yeah, the third Tuesday.
Okay, the third
Tuesday
is the 16th of August. That's next week.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. So what we'll do for you is we'll go ahead and prepare a contract for you. All right, that would actually show you the royalties and how you're actually securing the rights on the book and how you're the author of the book and everything. And then, you know, we'll ask you to pay $250 on 16th of the month, and $250 you would pay next month, right? Third week again.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you know what this book is? Have you seen the book? Have you looked at the cover?
I've looked at the cover.
Excuse me? What do you think about that cover?
I will have to be very honest, it's okay. It's not something I would say which is very mind-blowing, though. It's a face of a female, I guess, which is just a half face, and then you have your name on it, right? So that's it. There's nothing different that could actually keep your book much more unique from other books, right? This is something that everyone does. So again, this thing will be discussed with the marketing team first, all right, that as per their marketing tactics and as per, you know, the era of 21st century, what sort of books are getting sold and, you know, what sort of covers are actually used on it. And accordingly, we would suggest you something better. All right. Then it depends on you. If you want to go with our choice or you want to come up with your own decision, that will be your call because you're the author. You're the decision maker.
Our choice is okay. I was never really
It's not that it's an excellent one, but it's a good one. It's a good cover so far. And plus, it's not formatted in the right way. If you see, it's not.
They've been in business for 90 years.
I'm sorry?
You know, so they've been in business for 90 years. So because it's Simon & Schuster that's behind them and Author Solutions, they're all hooked up together. You know, so, Archway is part of Simon & Schuster. But anyway, like I said, no, it's not a woman that's on the cover. The story is about two men, but one is very religious.
I actually read the
family
orientated,
the book,
and says,
the other one is a very... Oh, I meant to tell you, the book is half...
I'm sorry?
You took my thought away. The book is in half English and half Spanish. But when I put something in, because he's Spanish. The main character, he's Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And very sophisticated and wealthy and that sort of thing. And a good looking, they're both good looking men. But one is very, very straight and the other one is gay. So this happens in England in the 1800s. You know, so back in the day. All right. So I'm glad to hear from you. I didn't know you were affiliated with them. And I got an email from you a long time ago, but something happened. I don't know. I don't know what happened to
you. Actually,
email.
there was some sort of an emergency. I was not coming to work for like good 10 days. My grandfather at that time passed away. So in the month of April.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I wasn't available. I wasn't even coming to work. So. When I came to work, I had, you know, over 500 emails, and I was, you know, so in an hectic situation, of course, I had to reply every one of them. So I was just trying to set up priorities and, you know, make a reply and get their work done.
Yeah.
Because, of course, since I wasn't available, a lot of clients were waiting for their work and, you know, things to be delivered. Though when I came back, I actually took time, but I handled it. So that's how it is. I guess I missed yours. All right, but no worries. I actually did the research earlier. All right, it's a gay novel about the discovery of unbound love, passion, self-realization, and family dedication crime. And you told me that it's both in English and Spanish. So we had an idea on this. Even though we had about the publisher that we were talking about, you know, how they actually did the book and how, you know, things were moving forward. Then we spoke about the marketing part, but I guess you told me you would come back to me once you would save. So I was under the impression you would actually email me once you have the finances, though. So
I published this guy's book. You know, I used to be Willow Publishers. Plus, I went bankrupt in all my stores with GoDaddy that I had for a year because in the sites, I mean, they just, you know, I like everything. I have very good taste. My mother raised me up that way. I have expensive taste. I like things that are beautiful to look at. And I had the site for three. And, you know, I still have that publishing contract with England Sparks, so we became Willow Publishers. And I took this guy's book. He's in Africa. He lives in Nigeria. And he's a poet. And his poems are really, really good. So good. And I said to him, I liked him, you know, and he called me. I was like, whoa. So he's very young. He's 21 years old now. And he's like my kid. But we have that kind of relationship, you know. So he has these poems. He's on Facebook. Everybody goes crazy for his stuff. And oddly enough, he couldn't get a contract open. He couldn't get he couldn't sign up with Amazon. Because he's in Africa. I can't figure that one out. I really can't. So I took he didn't know how to set up the book. I had to I did everything. I built the whole book from cover to back. And I took it and I did the foreword for him on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. He's everywhere. He's in Kobo. He's in bookstores. So I had to do it. It took weeks. And that was just around the time that all of that stuff was going on with him, you know, the fellow. So I was tied up with that. I was building his pages. I was pictures. I was telling him what to take out. Don't insult the queen, you know, because coming from Africa, you have to be very careful. But it took weeks. It took weeks to build his book. And I work alone, you know, unfortunately. I really need a helper. So all of that happening. I tried to call you, but the number, I don't know what happened. We just got separated somehow or another. You know, things happen. I'm so sorry about your grandfather. Such a hurtful thing. But anyway, all of that is okay. I understand your situation. I know you're a busy man, too. I know how busy you can be. But I'm glad to hear from you again. And Ryan is his name from yesterday. We weren't talking on the phone. We were doing a chat thing. Chat is crazy, man. I can't get with that. You know.
Yeah, Ryan is my assistant, so he actually takes care of my kids. So no worries, that's fine. You're taking care of Ryan. You're speaking with me. That's okay. That's up and up. So I'm back at work now, so I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. Whenever you're chat, let me know. After me, I'll be there with you. In reference to the contract, let me go ahead and get my hands on it. In about 48 hours, I'll give you the contract, and hopefully by next week, we'll go ahead and get the ball rolling with the deposit. I'll connect you with the agent that will be helping you to handle the marketing, and then everything will be up and up from there.
So who's going to be the agent? Do you know? It's not going to be Ryan, is it?
I would assign. No, it's not Ryan. It's no one else.
Cool.
Another person that will be working with you. It's like an account manager, project manager will be given to you to handle everything. So actually be in discussions with you. He would do the job, but he would discuss things with you back and forth, which are beneficial for the book or for the marketing of the book or to maybe bring in more sales to the book.
Yeah, I need something because Amazon is not cutting it for me. Neither is Barnes & Noble.
I'll tell you one thing. It's not that if you publish the book on Amazon, you're not done with the job, all right? Because once it's published, it's now available for people to buy it. But how would people come to know there is a new book in the market by Ariel Rossetti, you know? So that awareness, creating that market, is the main tactic, all right? If I type in Ariel Rossetti on Google and if I see nothing on the first page, that means we need to work on that, all right? We need to work on your social media accounts. We need to work on your author website. If you don't have one, we need to create one for you. If you don't have social media pages, we need to create those for you, all right? Post things over there. Write articles for the book. Write press releases for the book. Write blogs for the book. Create teasers for the book that would go on multiple platforms like Vimeo, YouTube, and everywhere. So then audible versions of the book, if in case we have a person who's blind and he wants to read the book, all right, so he can listen to the book. He does not, it's not important he can read it. He can listen to the book. So that's important.
That's what I asked for.
So
If you put my name in the search box in Google, I think I'm on like 6 pages. And all my books are up there. All of them up there.
I don't see the first page.
If you go to your search box, if you search Google, you put in Ariel Rossetti, my name should pop up in a list of the books and where they are and all this other stuff. Not in the stores.
On Google, if I put it. I do not see much more, but an Instagram page which has 7 followers. Then I can see a Facebook page by some Christian.
I don't know what you're looking at.
Some Christian.
I don't know what.
I'm putting it on Google. I'm not putting it on Amazon. I'm putting it on Google. Now, Google shows you
everything.
It does not show you
everything. Because I do it every day. No. No, that's not. There's something wrong with your computer because I do it all the time. I do it in my cell phone. It
see,
still runs the same way.
With your phones, with your cell phones, of course, cash is saved.
No, in your cell phone. In the computer. And
what do you do on daily basis? Do you use SEO optimization or what do you do on daily basis?
Am I doing what?
You said you work on it on daily basis. So what do you do on it on daily basis? Are you an SEO specialist? How do you bring up the rankings of your things on Google?
Oh, look, I don't, okay? They sent me, this was like a year and a half ago, they sent me these little envelope things to put in these numbers and because that's when I was with GoDaddy. And that was to give me the rank. It was like if I put in Golden Falcon Books and in the search box, it didn't come under children's bookstores. But the thing is, when the SEO used to pop up, I used to upgrade the paid, the stores. So they would recommend take that out and so on and so forth. And I had even bought it at one point in time in the beginning. So I can remember, this was I just got rid of the stores recently, but a year ago, about that time, I guess, when I put in, because I used to run that thing, because all I do all day long, I take care of the house.
I see a LinkedIn profile of a book author, which is independent bookshop owner. I'm not sure if it's you. All right, but
I had three of them. I had Sherwood Bookshop, Golden Falcons, and Willow Publishers. That was all of me, but I wasn't making any. Nobody ever bought one book for me. Nobody. And I used to call them. I used to say, hey, guys, the sites are very, very pretty, because I used to send like I built all three sites on my own. I uploaded all the books, all the descriptions of the children's books, the prices, what they were about, who the publishers were. It was back-breaking work, back-breaking. So everything got out of control. My neighbor went to jail. He's still not to trial yet. I don't know. I don't ask anything. But it's been very quiet here. I can get my mind together. The music and the video games are not booming all day long. It's very nice. So sorry I didn't have this last year, But so all of that. And I used to call GoDaddy and I used to tell him, hey, I've got these sites up there with you. I'm paying you $100 a month. I said, and I'm not seeing any action because they used to send me the statistics on how many people used to look at the sites. The publishing was a problem. They just don't seem to trust too many people, I guess, because especially if you're new, they don't really want to go with you, and they don't really know who you are. Okay, you're right. You've written 30 books, all good, but do you know how to publish a book? Yeah, I do. So all of that going on. Okay, so that was a quiet site. The other one that I had, Sherwood, was my own. I had pulled off all my books from Amazon. And I had put them in there. I was buying ISBNs like crazy. So then the children's books, so the children's bookstore was the best. It was the prettiest. And and I used to reduce the prices. I couldn't sell one damn book, and I used to call them up and tell them, is there anything wrong with the sites? Is it not appealing? Can you get in there? So Richard told me, he said, the manager from Staples, he said to me, something had to have been wrong. He said, because if you put in Golden Falcon's books and you run it on in the search engines, the store used to come up.
Okay.
And I had 100 books in there. I couldn't do anything with them. They still hold my I'm in the process of building another store for the kids because I have to get rid of this merchandise. I can't keep this stuff here. You know, this is money, and I want to get rid of it now. So took a lot out of me. But the thing is that, yeah, I know about the SEO, and they used to come to me and, you know, used to pop up and tell me to upgrade it and so on and so forth. I did whatever they said, you know, but couldn't sell a damn book. Why? I'm buying the books from Amazon. These are not cheap books. Mm-hmm. I had one little dealer that I used to go for the babies. Very seldom. I bought from them two times, three times. That was it, you know, in a year. I didn't do it anymore. I had them up there. I had I had books for younger children. They were bilingual, learning if you want your child colorful, beautiful. Had a CDs for English, Spanish to teach the children. I had the classics up there, Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, all this other kind of stuff. I look on the private schools. You know, I went to school in Europe. I know about all this high class stuff. You know, I've had a cotillion at the Waldorf back in the day. So anyway, but I couldn't. So Richard told me, and everybody else tell me something. He said, I don't even think your site is, your stores are on. I said that you put it in the, and it, he said it came up. He saw them. So I don't know what's going on with them. But the thing is that I need the .com address, Golden Falcons Books LLC from them, and I can't, and they tell me, and I talked to them last week, and it's locked up in GoDaddy, and GoDaddy is paid for, and they won't give it to me. I don't know what to do with them.
I know.
Seriously.
Don't worry. We'll be on board with you. We will help you with our legal team. We'll help you recover that, so no worries about it.
One other question before you go away, and I know you have the answer to this.
Go ahead.
Before I do, before I go legal, that company with that woman, see, she put me on to, when she called, I know her for like 2.5 years now. The first time she called me up, I guess I have copyrights in the Library of Congress, and I know they have people checking out over there to see who's doing what and who's getting copyrights and so on and so forth. She told me. So she said to me one day, she said, where are your books? I said, in Amazon. She said, yeah, where else? I said, what do you mean? She said, run your name. This is how I got into doing this. She said, run your name and see where else you can find them. I said to her, okay. But I called up all of the bookstores in the United States, and I started going bookstore by bookstore, any bookstore that had a website, and my books are in Alaska. They're down in New York in Prince Street, down by the seaport. They're in Brooklyn. They're in, I think they're in Canada.
Yeah. So what
yeah.
I have an answer.
Okay, no. All right. So fine. So when the woman submitted my book to their literary people I know it's a scam, okay, because she wanted $4,000 to do the two books.
Mm-hmm.
When Richard backed out and I told her he's not coming on board, his girlfriend had just left him and all this other kind of stuff. Okay, simple. So I said to her, well, what about the awards? She would not give them to me.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get them?
Yep, you can. We will have to look into the bylaws for that, what sort of policies they have actually created for their, you know, their company. Every company has a different policy. So the legal team will go ahead and sit on and let you know. I do not want to commit to something that is not doable, you know. So I would say that let the legal team decide on this too. That if that's doable, they will go ahead and get this for you. If not, they will let you know right away it's not doable.
Do you think I should take them to the
Better? Yeah, that's really important.
Should I take them to the Better Business Bureau?
For time being, I would say it's not required. Let's try this out with an easy way. if it's not working the easy way, then we'll take it the hard way.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Maybe I don't know if the money's going to come sooner, but I'm telling you, my personal business, when I put those stocks that I had in Vanguard and I called, Lily said to me, yes, they are there. The last two times when I called, they told me they don't know where they are. And it's all my, you know, my accounting sheet. It's been in there for years, and they track stocks in the market every single day all of these years.
Makes sense.
So I took them to the Better Business Bureau. Somebody else told me to call consumer such and such. I can't think of them right now. Anyway, but I've been really busy with this book. So okay. Just keep that in mind. So they've been working it, and I had to send them the you know, the statements and all this other kind of stuff. I'm translating Pyraline into straight Spanish. I'm pretty good at it. I can't speak it to you anymore, but I can read it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yeah. I've been with this. Do you think I should do that?
Yeah, you should do that. In book reading, you can do that.
Okay, because I translated To Die and Live Again into French last year. The French was, I don't know why, I was a straight A student with a nun in college. But
just agreed for a fact, the more languages you have the book in, the more number of readers you would, you know, integrate with the book or
generate.
That would attract the book, all right? So if I would actually include French in it, you would see a lot of people from Quebec would start reading the book. A lot of people from, you know, from Canada would take interest in it. From France would take interest in it. So in European countries, the sales are impressive for these type of books too. So
I know.
As I said, you know,
I know.
First we'll have to do the research. We'll have to do the marketing analysis, and as per today's rates and as per today's rates, how things are moving forward within your genre. And then it will be discussed again and then put move forward. So it's completely on the research that how it comes up, you know. So, Ariel, I'll have to actually catch up a call at the moment, so I'll have to leave you alone.
I'm sure.
We'll hopefully connect within the next 48 hours this week to get
it
and see how far we go with it. Okay?
Just where are you located again? Where are you?
New York.
Oh, you're in. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's quite
all right, so it's 10, hell, it's 10 o'clock. Go to bed, man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you,
guys. So we'll speak to you soon. All right?
Ciao. Bye-bye.